week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. Say, this is the day the Lord's made. The Bible said we must rejoice and be glad therein. So let's rejoice with the Lord today. Let's just join our hearts together, our prayers together, and pray that the broadcast will be a great blessing in the hearts and the lives of many people. A lot of people listen to our broadcast, and we're so glad of that. And we hope that we have got a ray of sunshine coming to your heart and life. Maybe you had a bad week this week. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you're down and out. Well, don't give up just yet. Don't give up. Don't give out, or don't give up, because God be for you, there is no power that'll ever stand against you. I've said that so many times, but listen, I mean it. If God be for you, there is no power that will ever stand against you. So let's go right now and listen to this song right here. And I love this one. It says, if heaven is real.
I have heard of a land and a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, for the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place is prepared for the pure and the free. Oh, how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and the streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion, why, it's only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, oh, that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Heaven is real. Why, it's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real, for the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. My heart thrills just to know heaven is real. And oh, how my heart thrills to know heaven is real.
Yes, heaven is real. As real as the air I breathe, I believe in heaven. If heaven's not my home, then my friend, I am highly disappointed, because I've been heading in that direction for many years and I've given my life to the Lord. I'm ready and I'm no hurry now, but I thank God that he's prepared a place for me. Should I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go, I will come. I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, Darrell, I appreciate your card this week. I appreciate your remembering me. I'm having a birthday. That somebody said, well, how many birthdays do you have a year? Well, I only have one. I'm just like you. I was born a certain day, a certain year, and I've got a birthday coming on the 17th of this month. And Darrell Olson, way out there in Arizona, he's one of my internet servers, along with Dana Olson, and I appreciate you, Darrell. I'm so glad that you for the offering you send me on the broadcast. You do so much to help me that I'm almost ashamed to take anything from you. But anyhow, I appreciate your giving and your offering, and appreciate your thinking about my birthday. And I appreciate everyone. I talked to Louise the other day, Doris. Hope you're doing real well. And I know that Louise is having problems, but anyhow, we want to remember to pray for her. So let's do this song right here for you. And you're going to send all the way out to Arizona to Darrell Olson.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. And was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power that can conquer you. If God be on your side, take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God.
No, sir, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. I've always said if God saved me, he'll save anybody, because I was a sinner. I was lost without God. But listen, the worst person in the world and the best person in the world still needs salvation. I remember down in Somersville one time I was preaching, and I was talking about the debaucheries of sin, about adultery and lying and stealing and killing and all that, how it would send your soul to hell. And I remember a gentleman told me, he said, Brother Tommy, said, listen, he said, it's not those things that send you to hell. Sin is the thing that condemns every man to the pits of hell and said, I was a sinner. I didn't commit adultery. I didn't lie. I didn't steal. I didn't kill. I'd never done any of those things. He said, but I remembered one day I was a sinner. I was a sinner lost without God. And listen, it is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he will do for you. So why don't you look up and look to God. Don't give up. Just give in. Let God save you before it's everlasting too late.
A boy grew up in Nazareth, known throughout the land. Well, he had a way of doing things crafted with his hand. Folks came from near and far, heard his work was good. One day he would be known as the master of the wood. By the time that he was 30, doing everything he done, everyone who knew him knew he was the Father's son. He carved his way through all mankind every way he could. Soon he would be known as the master of the wood. They said his name was Jesus, a man from Galilee. They said he was the carpenter, but he's more than that to me. But he's a picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation, the master of the wood. Well, in the city of Jerusalem, a man of 33, convicted of a crime and sentenced to be nailed to the tree. Well, as they nailed him to the cross, they never understood that when he'd speak those final words, it's finished, he would become the master of the wood. They said his name was Jesus, the man from Galilee. They said he was the carpenter, but he's more than that to me. He's the picture of forgiveness, painted with his blood, dying for my salvation. The master of the wood.
Yes, he is the master of the wood. Well, we want to go to a sermon right now. Someone requested that I would redo this sermon. They enjoyed it, so we're going to go right now and listen to this sermon. I want to send it out to the one who said they wanted to hear it again. And, you know, it was like I preached on a doggy bag. You take home a doggy bag. Sometimes some sermons touch your heart more than others, and sometimes you just get exactly what you need. When you hear a sermon, you take it home with you, and when you need it, there it is. And you just open up the doggy bag, and there it is. So this is a doggy bag sermon. So let's go back and give it to the one who said they wanted to hear it one more time.
Well, let's talk about something today. Have you ever made a statement, well, I feel so defeated. I feel that I am so defeated. Well, you know, here several weeks back ago, I was in that condition. I felt so defeated. I felt so alone. And I just felt like I was at the bottom of the barrel and I couldn't go any farther. And maybe you're feeling like that this morning, and you may be in a valley, or you may be going through some kind of a trial or some kind of a defeated situation, and you're asking yourself, well, can I make it through this valley? Well, remember the songwriter said, in the valley he restoreth my soul. Well, I went to the Bible, and I always try to get the strength and the courage I need. When I need strength, I go to the Word of God. I find that I must work on my spiritual life, because if my spiritual life gets out of focus, then all I am about will be out of focus. So I went to the Word of God, and God gave me this verse of Scripture found in Romans 12:2, and it said, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Now today, that's why that we have chosen to speak on this subject of "I feel so defeated." You know, last week we preached on a theme, and we hope that we brought it very clear to you. But today we're going to talk about that. Why should I feel defeated? You see, we're not going to accept the mindset that we are living a defeated life. And according to the Bible, we don't have to live like that. We don't have to accept the mindset that we are living that defeated life because of this. Because the Bible says in Genesis 1:26 that God said, "Let us make man in our image and after our likeness." And you know, if God cannot be defeated, and I'm made like God, I have the seed of God, I have the DNA of God, then my friend, how can I be defeated? If God cannot be defeated, and I am in His likeness, and I am in His image, then how can I be defeated? You see, I must have that mindset. I must remember that according to the Bible, I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. So today, if you're thinking, "Well, I'm defeated, I can't go any farther," and my friend, you listen to what the Word of God said. The Word of God said that I'm made in God's image, I'm made in God's likeness, and if He cannot be defeated, then how can I be defeated? And you know, we must believe that. I've always told everyone that when you start your journey with God, it's God in the beginning. In the beginning, God. If you cannot begin there, don't begin at all. Settle that issue. Is God truly God? Is God what He says He is? Is He the God of this Bible? And can I trust Him as being God? And my friend, once you have settled that issue, then you're on this level ground with God, and now you can live an undefeated life. You see, a lot of people say, "Well, I've fallen and I fail." Well, falling is not failing. I mean, you may say, "Well, I've fallen and I failed," but no. Let's really correct this meaning of these words. Not I've fallen is not to fail. The Bible said, now listen, I always give you the Word of God. The Word of God said in Proverbs 24:16, "For a just man falleth 7 times, but he riseth up again." He gets up. I preach a sermon sometime called "My Get Up Got Up and My Get Up Has Got Up and Gone." Well, you know, sometimes our get up does seem like it gets up and goes, but that doesn't mean that we have to live a failing life. We may have fallen. I preach another sermon called "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up." I preached that one Sunday morning in my church, and there were two ladies that witnessed that they had fallen in their own home, broke a hip, and had to lay there until someone found them. Well, I'm telling you today that you don't have to live a failing life just because you have fallen. Because the Bible said again, a fallen man will fall 7 times, but he rises up again. Victories is who we are. Notice what Romans 8:37 said. "Nay, in all these we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Notice what the Scripture said. We're not only conquerors. The Bible said, Paul said, you are more than conquerors. And we are not defeated. I like what old B.R. Lakin used to say all the time. "Hallelujah, it's done. I've been born again through and by the blood of the crucified one." He used to stand many times, and he would look out over his congregation, and he said, "Hey, if you'll come under, I'll come over." And you know, I believe that great man of God, he had that experience one day. His victory came in who we are. And we need to determine in our mindset today who we are. "Nay, in all these, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." So we are not a defeated. Maybe you're feeling defeated. Then, my friend, that should encourage you not to feel that you have been defeated. You see, the Word of God is more powerful than thoughts of defeat. Hey, listen to that again. The Word of God is more powerful than the thoughts of defeat. Now, we can't stop a bird from flying in our hair. You could be out of here and a bird would fly down and he would fly right on your head. But, my friend, you don't have to let him make a nest there. You see, because you have that right. And I had a person say to me one time, well, Pastor, I'm thinking. Hey, be careful. Sometimes when your thinking gets out of control, the next thing you're out of control, then you've got to put back in control what has got out of control. And when we're thinking, and our thoughts are a defeated path, then, my friend, we are defeating our own self. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:31, if God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, I've quoted that so many times here on the broadcast that maybe you said, boy, I kind of get sick of hearing that. I don't think so. If God be for you, then who can be against you? You see, we have got to even accept the bad to turn to good. You said, well, how can I do that? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to give the devil the lockjaw, if you want to put him where he's at, then, my friend, you turn everything bad that you're giving the devil credit for, turn it around, and start bragging on God. And just start thanking God, even for the bad times. Thank him for the worst times of your life. And, my friend, you can turn your bad days into good days. Again, I got scripture that supports that in Romans 8:28. And we know, Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. My, how much more proof do you need? The old saying, we have the proof in the pudding. Well, that's the pudding that Paul put in Romans 8:28, that we know that all things are working together for good to those that love the Lord. And we complete the sermon today by saying this, Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Jesus has already prayed that your faith will not fail. Notice in Luke 22:32, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith may not fail.
I lost my way, my feet did stray to shifting, sinking sand. I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary, this narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see. From the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes, I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary, this narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there.
Yes, sir, take it back to Calvary. I remember that Garland Groves and I used to sing a song together. If just one precious drop of his blood would touch me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Calvary has all the answers I need. God has already, my problem is already solved. All I got to do is accept His obedience, because that's much greater than sacrifice. And another thing, it is not my battle to defeat the devil. It's my battle to believe that he's already been defeated. Thank God for that. Every sin has been conquered. It was put upon the shoulders of Jesus when he shed his blood at Calvary. If just one precious drop of his blood touches me, I'll be all right as soon as I've touched Calvary. Take to Calvary, sir. I believe that Calvary has your answer. Father, I'm praying for my unseen honest today. I pray for that one who is seeking for the right thing to do. Lord, I remember they said, preach that message one more time for me. And I preach it. Lord, I don't know. I just want to deliver my soul. I hope that they understood what I was trying to say. If just one precious drop of his blood would touch me, I'll be all right. And I think your blood touched my heart. It touched my soul, touched my mind, and made me a brand new person in Christ Jesus. And I thank you, and I point them to Calvary where their sins can be forgiven, because sin is the biggest problem. I bring them to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you today. I hope that you'll settle right to me. And like I say, this is birthday month, and everything that you send will be used on the radio ministry. I'm so glad for this radio ministry, and I know that you love it. It's been on a long time, been going out across the airways a long time, up in the Greenbrier, and people listen to it here on Sunday morning over here at the hospital. Here in Hinton, they listen to it. So many people listen to that broadcast, and it means so much to everyone. So I'm praying for you, and I want you to pray for me and remember my birthday, and let's keep the broadcast going. Something to believe in is important in every life that we preach to.
Remember, God still loves you, and he holds you in his hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down. No reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon him.
I want to remember today Shirley Coulter in the broadcast. I didn't realize that Shirley had passed away. That's Bobby Coulter's brother. I didn't realize that, Bobby. I'm very sorry. Shirley was a good man. I remember his wife used to go to nursing homes and sing, and she tried to bless the hearts of many people. She went on to be with the Lord, so they're together now in heaven. And I'm very sorry, but anyhow, God knows best. I didn't know it until Bobby told me the other day. And Bobby and Alicia and Cinda, we appreciate you folks. We appreciate everyone who has anything to do with this broadcast. Appreciate the people up at Red Sulphur. They're very faithful to us, and a lot of people who have been very faithful to help in this radio ministry. And it's your ministry. I'm just the one that does the preaching and the singing, but it's your ministry, and I appreciate you. So you continue to pray for me, and I will be praying for you.
He has borne your grief and sorrow.
Well, neighbor, I see it's time for me to get out of here, so I'm going to have to go, but I want you to sound right to me this week. Remember my birthday, and let's keep the broadcast going into the hearts, the hospitals, and the lives of many people. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Though you may not understand the
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Cast your care upon me. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon me.